Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buffalo Plus podcast. Please make sure to like, to subscribe, to rate us. Give us a good rating. Come on. Give
Five
us a
stars.
Rating. 5 stars is what we want. Mike Catalano, along with Dan Fates, we are in Kansas City after the Bills win against the Chiefs. Dan, let's talk about it. Let's just start with the biggest thing. Josh Allen, while he had some bad moments in the second quarter, as he does in Kansas City, phenomenal in the fourth quarter of this game.
Yeah, Nick Wright's got to be sick to his stomach again for the fact of how, in the biggest moments, look, both of them were great. And we had talked on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, which you should also like, comment, subscribe to, that you don't need to prop one guy up by knocking the other one down. But in this game, Josh played better in the clutch in the bigger moments.
Yeah, I mean, look, Mahomes was phenomenal, made some plays. And we're not here to talk about Mahomes. You guys saw it. You know he was great at moments. But when it came to the end of this game, the Bills stopped them when they were driving, which could have been a touchdown, made them kick the field goal. The Bills stopped them again to get the ball back to the Buffalo offense, and then Allen went on that drive. And then after the touchdown, Mahomes threw the interception. So in this moment, in this game, Josh Allen was better in the clutch.
Yep.
He just plays the way everybody would want a player on your team to play. And as Stephon Diggs said, and he's our quarterback. He's a dog.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he leads that way.
And it was he talks about how he tries not to get too fired up. Remember last year it was about the zen. He was trying to find his zen all the time on the field because sometimes he admitted he gets too worked up. But he did play with that little sense of anger, of frustration, I think, midway through the third quarter. Because midway through the third quarter, they have the ball third and four from, like, midfield, and they run a draw play. And it goes nowhere. And then they go for it on fourth down, and Josh misses, I think it was Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, so, he got pressured and he threw it short.
It was ugly. And you're kind of sitting there scratching your head going, what was that? And then he also got tripped on the following possession, absolutely tripped by Chris Jones, wasn't called. And you could start to see some of that anger, frustration. But he uses it to then hurdle over a defender, to then push the line ahead on the fourth and one. To convert that. So it was big plays. And again, I think he likes to say after the game, he's all calm. Yeah, I don't, you know, it doesn't get me too fired up. He was fired up.
Yeah, and he should be. Because again, this team that couldn't win the close games, at least for that stretch, now has two in a row. And I think it just seems a little bigger here when it's, again, the quarterback bringing him down there. And he uses everybody.
Yeah.
He used everybody, and he got it to Dawson Knox. So, again, we'll go to the end. He gets it to Knox for that touchdown. Phenomenal throw by Allen. Put it there. Knox comes through, making the catch. And, again, this is a guy who didn't have a touchdown, had not made a lot of big plays this season in the pass game. But in the biggest moment offensively of the year, Dawson Knox comes down with that one.
And it seemed like kind of a broken play off this snap, Mike. Josh is kind of waving at somebody to go somewhere. I thought he was throwing to Stephon Diggs. Kind of went with that with my camera, and then it ends up falling into the hands of Dawson Knox. So it was just a gutsy drive. When you talk about it wasn't always pretty, but it was gutsy, and it was classic Josh Allen experience.
So let's backtrack to earlier in the game. Bills get the ball. They go right down the field, and they're driving for what looks like a touchdown or for a score. What was that play to McKenzie? I don't know.
I think it was intended to be a fake. And then Josh was like, well, here, you can take it. And McKenzie was not expecting the football.
Now, it's easy to just pile on McKenzie because he had a couple of other big mistakes. On that one, we don't know. Maybe we'll eventually find out. It didn't look like he thought the ball was coming, and he didn't really make the play. Then he kicks it, and then they recover. Then later in the first half, the Bills only had 3 points. Let's go right to near halftime. And near halftime, here they are backed up in their own end zone. They are facing a third and 11, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, well, Dorsey puts it in Allen's hands. And it wasn't just the call because he runs out of traffic. But I thought that was one of the unsung big plays of the game because he zings a pass across the middle to Diggs, gets a first down – or to Davis, excuse me, gets a first down, and then – it eventually leads to that first touchdown in the brief time they had the lead in the first half.
Yeah, that was when things seemed like they were kind of going sideways. Josh went, you know, nearly was a safety, luckily got the ball to the 1 yard line, and you were just kind of wondering, like, all right, don't make a mistake and make and try and hold the Chiefs to a field goal because they were going to get the ball back, and you're sitting there going, they're going to get the ball, and they're going to get the ball to start the second half. It was kind of a, oh boy, things could get out of hand here. I think you even tweeted that. It looked.
Yeah.
You know, this could go south in a hurry if they go touchdown, touchdown. So it was a gutsy play in the back of his end zone to find Gabe Davis, who, you know, comes back, makes a diving catch, finds Stephon Diggs a few plays later, and in no time, they went 99 yards like it was nothing.
Yeah. And, you know, Allen had had a stretch of 7 straight incompletions.
Yeah.
And then he went after that. How many had he ended up with? 13 in a row?
13 in a row.
13 straight completions. He was trailing the great Trent Edwards for the team record, which I believe is 16 in a row. They were all 3 yards. Sorry, Trent, if you're listening. But then Allen gets him down. They get that score. Now, did we really have to have a Chiefs field goal before the clock goes? I know it was only the second quarter, but they kicked it short.
Yep.
He runs it. It's down to 12 seconds, and they still throw. Short play to the wide receiver, pass to Kelsey. Now, this was a longer field goal. And the game is tied. Seriously?
Yeah, that was we thought we learned our lesson. We thought Sean McDermott did. Not the case. Try the other thing, Patrick Mahomes, again, spectacular tonight. But, Mike, they held him to field goals.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big – and it was a large part holding him some of the field goals was Von Miller.
Yeah, Von Miller was fantastic in the game. I mean, he had the early sack, then he had the sack late. He had the tackle on Mahomes when he was trying, and he could have gone to a spectacular move he made, and he could have gone for the first down definitely that led to that field goal that gave them the lead briefly there in the fourth quarter. But Von Miller made the play, and he is a closer. He really is.
Yeah.
He is a instinctive player. He's a smart player. He loves the big moment. And I asked him about that. You know, you come in there, he goes, hey, I've been that way since I was the second pick in the draft.
Yep.
That's where I was in Denver. They traded for me in L.A. That's what I was there, and that's what I am here. And he says it because it's true.
It's true.
And he comes through in big moments. And I know it's early in the year, but he's had a big play in basically every game.
They needed it
more in this one, and he comes through with a big play. So all of that was great. And defensively, we got to talk about Taron Johnson, a guy who's made a massive play in a playoff game before.
Yes.
But in the regular season, this one's pretty big. Because the Chiefs' last two drives were one play, 3 yards, minus 1 yard, excuse me. Three plays, minus 1 yard. And then the last drive was, I think, what, 2 plays?
And the interception.
And somebody tweeted, I got to check this, that it took 13 seconds for that drive.
I did see that.
So that was kind of interesting. But Taron Johnson in the right spot instinctively gets the interception. Mahomes never gets any more of a chance to do any damage.
I saw that stat, the next level stats, where they do like just the dots and they have the guys, they replay the play with just the lines and the dots of where they covered. It was beautiful to see Taron Johnson, who's covering his guy. He ends up passing his guy off to Christian Benford on the sideline, and Benford lets a guy go over top of him, passing his wide receiver off to Damar Hamlin, which allowed Taron to jump a route. It was just watching it is like poetry in motion, just the way that it all flows together. And it was, you need to have plays like that to hold Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs to just 20 points.
Yeah, and it was instinctive. That's what we're saying. And, you know, you think in that moment, there's a minute left. We've seen Mahomes do this to him. They did it last year every time the Bills scored. And the defense did not get the big stops in the big moments, right? And we talk about them winning close games, And in large part for those games, a lot of time it was the defense who had those chances and didn't come through. That's what I loved about this game for the Bills, because
everybody
it was where everybody contributing. Allen made his plays, but then at the same time, also it was the defense,
yep,
again coming through at the end, holding to a field goal, getting it right back after the Bills had to lose the ball on a punt, and then coming through in the end to get the interception.
Yeah.
When you're scared to death, because we know you were scared, you're sitting there watching at home, and you're going, they got to make a stop, and it's over so quick. The Bills got the ball back with a minute left or less than a minute and then ran the clock out. So fantastic win. Now, it wasn't ours because we weren't in the locker room. We were in the post-game room. But John Scott –
Spectrum News.
Spectrum News talked to, must have been talking to Jordan Poyer.
Yes.
Tell him what it said.
Jordan Poyer was battling the rib injury all last week. It's what caused him to miss the game against the Steelers. But he was at practice all week. Towards the end of the week, was out of a non-contact jersey. So we all thought it was, you know, a foregone conclusion that he was fine, his ribs are better. Well, John Scott said, and I'm assuming here that he talked to Poyer in the locker room, we were at the podium, that he wasn't medically cleared to fly because of the rib injury. So he drove 15 hours to make it to the game.
Yeah, we don't know the specifics of it. Maybe he drove it. Somebody drive with him. I'm hoping he wasn't by himself.
Yeah.
It is funny. You're not. I get it because of the pressure and all those things that can be with a rib. Was why he wasn't cleared to fly.
Insane.
But you're cleared to play in an NFL game, which is... I know it's a different thing, and I know, but it's just kind of
no. It's crazy.
It's kind of crazy that it ended up being the case, but
yeah. So for everybody that says he's not a team player, why does he just play on this contract?
Yeah.
You drive 15 hours to go play in a football game with bruised ribs.
Yeah, fantastic. Now look, I understand. I say this to you all the time when they'll say it's just another win, it's another win, it's another win. There is an element of truth to that. Because they also have to be realistic, say, yes, it's a win, and
yeah,
they got this last year, and then they didn't get it done. But I'll say the same thing we said last year when they were running off the field. That was not celebrating like you just beat even Baltimore,
yep,
which was a big win.
Yep.
This was the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City.
Yeah, it was. Once they weren't dancing on the sidelines, but Ed Oliver and Jordan Phillips had a whole lot of fun waving to Chiefs fans, telling them to go home and that they were here. And but it was all – the players say they've moved on from 13 seconds, and I agree that they have gotten over that in some aspects, but I'm over there on the sidelines, and Deion Dawkins, after the touchdown, is screaming at the team until it hits zeros. Like, wait till it hits zeros. Like, until there's zeros. He used some more colorful language, but that was that sense of, like, okay, you can move on, but you can't forget. Like, otherwise... the loss was for nothing. Like, at least learn from it.
Well, that's the thing. You should be learning from it. I get that you can't be obsessed with it. And by the way, this win doesn't absolve the 13 seconds.
Nope.
Because that win, if they got it, could have taken them to the Super Bowl. It didn't take the Chiefs there, but it got them to the next game. You know, we all know what could have happened. So the only way to make up for that is to, whether it's Kansas City or anybody else, win, get to the Super Bowl, go ahead and win it. Then nobody can care at that moment about 13 seconds because you got it done.
Right.
But in that case, I get it. But you're right. You learn because you say to yourself, it is never over until it's over, until it's zero.
What does Von always say? Success leaves clues.
Yeah.
Like this was a game where all of the big stars stepped up in big moments for a big win. Because this isn't just a week six win. It's a big win.
Yeah.
It means more.
Just quickly to mention some other guys, I thought Matt Milano flew around, made a couple of big plays, including one on that drive where Kansas City got the lead. We didn't really talk about Gabe Davis, but you said that's an easy over bet, isn't
that's,
it?
When I'm just putting student loan debts on Gabe Davis over receiving yards.
Because
he is the big play threat, and – we talked about this when we previewed the game with our five storylines on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel on Saturday. Stephon Diggs put his stamp on this rivalry and in this series. He was phenomenal today. I thought not only was he the safety blanket, but he was also the big play guy. So I think that was very telling. I think he wanted to have that impact. You saw his catch on the final drive, which was an absolute laser from Josh, but just the fact of him getting up so excited, so fired up, knowing that he is making that impact that he wants to in these games.
Yeah. Other guys flash. Boogie Basham had good pressure on one play. Hey, we can't forget early in the game, Kaiir Elam comes up with that interception. Took points off the board, total points off the board. They were throwing, trying to get a touchdown, and instead the Bills end up with the ball. So a heck of a play. Bills got a little banged up, but on the plus side, they get a little time now. It's break time, and then they come back. Maybe Trey White's back. You know, that's all the things they can get ready for a week from Sunday when Green Bay comes to town. But this is the way to go into the bye. Huge win against a really good team. The Chiefs will be back, and the chances of the Bills playing the Chiefs again are very, very good.
Yep.
What the Bills need to do is make sure that the chances of playing the Chiefs again in Buffalo are very, very good. So
this was one of those games to me, Mike, where midway through the second quarter didn't feel like the Bills were clicking. Like, it was back to that everything was difficult. And Josh had to do, you know, a lot of hero ball. And I thought, this is the Chiefs defense. It's not a very good defense. And again, another guy we have to highlight, Devin Singletary. The line opened up some holes for him. He had good vision. I thought he had a nice burst. He was really solid in the first half. Nowhere to be seen in the second, but a really good first half.
So explain your thinking on this, because people say, see, if you could run the ball like this all the time, then they should run the ball more often.
If they could run the ball for 7, 8, 9 yards a pop, I would have no problem. There are other teams that do that very successfully, and I love it. The Bills haven't shown that they can do that consistently. They were able to do that. But, Mike, it's what you say of when the team's giving it to you, you have to take it. The Bills face a lot of light boxes because of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis and all their weapons. But if you still can't block the six guys that are in the box, it's still a waste of a down.
Yeah, and in this game, they did. I noticed Mitch Morris a lot in front. Clearing out some blocks.
Handling Chris Jones,
really looked good. Spencer Brown didn't return from an injury. We'll see what happens with that. Other guys got nicked up. Dane Jackson, Christian Benford, guys.
How about the Spencer Brown?
Yeah.
Because he rips his helmet off. He's laying on the ground. They're kind of consoling him. I'm thinking it's a broken foot, broken leg. They rush out with the cart and the air casts, and then he
walks it off. Again, we don't know.
And he showed up on the sidelines in a walking boot.
So that might be like, but it was just a few weeks. Yeah.
Just a bizarre turn of events. I thought his leg was snapped.
Yeah. Look, I'll put it to you this way. Win or lose in this game, I think these teams get together again. If you're the Chiefs, you look at it, things you need to work on. You're disappointed at home. You had the lead late and couldn't hold on. You're disappointed your offense didn't come through. But I'll say this for the Chiefs, because they've been there and done it and succeeded in the playoffs, it's big. It's not as big, I think, as it was for the Bills. The other thing
I agree.
The Chiefs haven't had to play on the road in the playoffs in the Mahomes era. So that's another thing. As great as they are, let's see how they do. Oh, and I can't believe we went through the whole thing. Just the last thing. Kelsey's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
He is a phenomenal player. I think he is a better all-around player than Gronk. Gronk was phenomenal. I shouldn't say better player, because Gronk was a phenomenal blocker, big plays in the end zone. But I think he's almost unguardable, because the Bills never had this real defense
they
went against Gronk.
Yeah.
They tried everything, and they can't stop that guy.
Yeah, no. Saran Neal had kind of a rough day. Kaiir, great job by Kaiir selling a little OPI. Because I don't really know what that was. We could talk about the refs for an hour about how bad they were.
Well, too many calls. And look, they weren't all against the Bills. There was bad calls against the Chiefs, like the one you're talking about there, or at least marginal. Like, you know, there was a few like that. They got an unsportsmanlike like that. I never saw a replay for what he did. But I just thought too many flags. I was like, we came to see Mahomes and Allen, not you guys. Stop with the flags. And it did slow down in the second half. Yeah. They let everything go.
You could trip players. It didn't matter. There were blocks in the back, everything. So, yeah, wild game. But, of course, it was, because it's Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah, these are fun teams to watch. Can we just have them play, like, a best of seven?
Yeah.
And see
I'm undefeated in KC.
That's it. Dan's been here twice. Dan's 2-0. Jen only went to one. I went to the other two. The championship game here and the game – I was with you on the win.
Yep.
And then I was at that ridiculous game in Orchard Park when there was no fans and it was just not a great game. But I'll take my second win here out of four tries.
Yeah.
So hopefully we don't have to come back to Kansas City. Hopefully if these teams play again, it's in Orchard Park. So.
Yeah, I think I'm all good with Kansas City.
All right. It's bye week coming up. Enjoy it. Relax. AFC East isn't bad. Jets are winning. Patriots are winning. Playing good defense. So may have some real games against those teams coming up. But just enjoy. You got next week to watch everybody else and then get ready for Green Bay. All right, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate you being with us. Please make sure to rate, comment, give us some comments, subscribe, download the Buffalo Plus podcast. For our team, Jenna Cottrell and Dan Fates with me here, I'm Mike Catalano. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Buffalo Plus.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.